Hi, this is Joyce Bullison. You're listening to TV Confidential. All the little children join in the
band. Sing it all day, all night, Mary Ann. And Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that for this week is a radio talk show about Dawn Wells. Dawn Wells, the actress known around the world as Marianne from Gilligan's Island. Dawn Wells passed away Wednesday, December 30th at the age of 82. Joining us right now is our friend Jeffrey Mark. Jeffrey Mark, Emmy Award-winning, Grammy Award-nominated writer, producer, performer, author, music and TV historian, showbiz raconteur. Jeff, as you know from his previous visits on our program, is fortunate to count many iconic people in the world of entertainment as close personal friends. One of his dearest friends was Dawn Wells. Jeff, I know it's been a very difficult 24 hours as we have this conversation. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes to talk to me and my listening audience.
I'm sorry for the reason why we're having the conversation, but I'm always happy to be with you.
I would imagine, like most of us, you probably met Dawn first on television. When did you meet Dawn Wells, the person, for the very first time?
It's a very specific memory. Yes, of course. All of us watched Gilligan's Island, and all of us, I've never understood the Ginger versus Marianne thing. No offense to Tina, but every man I've ever known has, oh, Marianne. Yeah, of course. How could you not fall in love with that little character? But I met her in the mid-90s. Dawn was producing and starring in a TV movie about how Gilligan's Island came to be. Mm-hmm. And a dear friend of mine named Larry Germain, who was a producer, brought me to the set to meet her, to observe. They were shooting something on location that day. And I met her. And I was amazed, first of all, how incredibly beautiful she still was. Mm-hmm. I've been in show business 47 years. I don't expect people to look like they do on the television or on the screen. And then I was struck by how strong she was as a person, how powerful she was. She knew what she wanted. She knew she was going from here to there, and I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And then she started asking me questions about my life, very intelligent, intuitive questions. It's like, well, I wasn't expecting that either. And I believe that day she asked me if I'd have lunch with her one day or dinner, a day they weren't shooting. And I did. And it's one of those chemistry things where two people meet and they just really enjoy each other's company so much. So for the next 25 years, Dawn and I were very, very close friends. We traveled together. We worked together quite often. I was a guest in her home. She threw parties in my honor. I house sat for her when she'd go away on tour with plays. I knew her friends. I knew her loved ones. I saw how she lived. We had the same publicist, the wonderful Harlan Bowl. Because of me, she got involved with him. So our lives kind of sort of intertwined.
Jeffrey Mark is on the line with us, sharing a few memories of his dear friend Dawn Wells. Jeff knew Dawn for the past 25 years, and it is 24 hours since Dawn's passing as we have this conversation. I know it's been a very rough 24 hours for you, and again, Jeff, thank you for sharing a few thoughts about Dawn on our program.
Well, you're right about the last 24 hours. I woke up yesterday. We are indeed 24 hours out since I found out that she passed, and my electronics were blowing up. Like all of us, you make coffee, you turn your computer on, you turn your phone on, and our electronics make noises when someone has left you a voicemail, mm-hmm. or sent you a text or contacted you with some platform or other. And it was almost like an orchestra was tuning up from all the beeps and boops and buzzes I was getting. And I thought, oh, goodness, this can't be good news. And then I found out the first one mentioned Dawn's name. I went, oh, no. And I do what I sometimes do. I went into survivor mode. I knew that I had to address this because I am well known as being her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well known enough that I just found out that NBC today, doing her obituary, used a picture of the two of us together.
Oh, wow.
You know, that much. And I spent all day answering texts, emails, Facebook messages, Messenger messages, Instagram messages, and doing what I thought was right, shepherding her memory the best I could, reaching out to people who really cared about her. She is and was a show business icon that made an awful lot of people happy. And I wanted to make sure, from my end of things, that I handled it right. And that took me all day and all evening, because as of right now, about 800 and something folks have reached out to me, which may not seem like a lot because millions of people loved her, mm-hmm. but 800 about me is a lot. And I said, you know what, I can't handle any more today. And I turned my television on and I sat in my recliner and I turned on the Andy Griffith Show just to numb my brain out a little bit. It's like, all right, I need Mayberry. I need a place with nothing bad where I can go visit for a little while and relax. And about an hour later, I was relaxed enough where it all hit me, and I just started sobbing. And that's when I finally allowed the pain to hit home. And I slept a very long time after that. It's personal.
Yeah. Well,
you lose people. It's very personal.
Well, especially someone that really, as you shared with our listeners a few minutes ago, Jeff, was a part of your life for 25 years. Of course it's personal.
Vaughn experienced some illness the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, pretty much any major decision in our lives, we ran past each other.
Mm-hmm.
She's given me some wonderful advice, some wonderful support. She was very much in favor of self-care. Take care of yourself before you take care of anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're doing the right things. Even the way I dress, she's had an influence on. And we work together an awful lot, too, which made both of us very happy to go out in the public, and whether we were just appearing on a red carpet together or actually doing a performance of something together. We love doing it. We love being in front of the public together. And there's hundreds of photos of us together because of that. I'm very grateful for that. They're very, very, very happy memories. And I hope that people get to know her as a person. She was enormously intelligent, curious. If I had to pick one word, curious. She wanted to know how everything worked. If she saw a gadget on your desk, she'd pick it up. Where did you get this from? What's it made of? How does it work? What is it used for? She didn't really too much enjoy discussing show business. She found actors and performers who discussed nothing but show business to be boring. She wanted to know about the world. And she made sure that she traveled the world. Her home was filled with artifacts from trips to Asia and African safaris and China and things from Europe that she loved. She surrounded herself with the beautiful things and remembrances of her world travels. And she was a really good friend to a lot of people. That's the woman. If I would stay over her house, and I don't get up in the mornings. I'm not a morning person. Mm-hmm. I am a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
But not in Dawn's house. 6 o'clock in the morning, bam, 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 on the guest room door. Get yourself up. It's time to talk. And she'd have coffee ready, and we'd sit in T-shirts and shorts. No makeup, no anything, just two persons, and we would discuss the world. She would hop like a butterfly from topic to topic, from concept to concept, demanding that I be awake and share that with her. And I'm really glad she did.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level the who, what, when, where, and why you are rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And we're really glad that you're spending a few minutes talking to us, Jeffrey Mark. Jeffrey Mark, Emmy Award winning, Grammy Award nominated writer, producer, music, and TV historian. Jeff knew Don Wells for more than 25 years, and he's giving us a glimpse into Don Wells, the person Don Wells, the woman Don Wells, his friend. You and I were in the same room about a year ago, year and a half ago, the night that the Hollywood Museum honored Don and the legacy of Gilligan's Island. And to see the pure joy on her face at the outpouring of not only Gilligan love that night, but Don Wells love that night, I mean, that's something I will not forget.
Don never took that kind of thing for granted. She was well aware that she had fans out there, for which she was very grateful. She wasn't unaware that most of her career was built on the fame she got from Gilligan's Island. Many of you who are listening don't know that Dawn spent 30 years touring the country and Canada doing plays mm-hmm. and musicals in which she was very successful and wonderful. And she got to play every kind of part she wanted to because they knew that her name on a marquee would sell tickets. And that fame allowed her to really satisfy herself as an actor. And she did it a lot. It's why I house sat sometimes for her, because she'd be out sometimes for weeks at a time being in the play. And she was wonderful. And I got to saw her work, and she was absolutely wonderful. So she was enormously grateful. All of you out there who loved her, she loved you back. She was very... there are some celebrities out there who feel like their audience is, well, yeah, I'm wonderful. I should have an audience. Dawn loved her fans as much as her fans loved her. And always, I never saw her be anything less. One of the first lessons she taught me 25 years ago, she said, Jeff, I have a lot of fans. And yeah, you weren't on Gilligan's Island. You won't have as many as I do, but you have fans out there. She said, every time you leave your house, look right, be shaved, be showered, wear one of your sparkly hats, make sure your clothing is ironed, because the minute you leave your house, you have to be Jeffrey Mark for your fans, and I have to be Don Wells for mine. They deserve that from us. See, she had that much love for her fans, and to this day, that's what I do.
You mentioned that she had an innate curiosity about her, you know, throughout her entire life. And being curious, that by extension, that means she was always open to learning new things, challenging herself, stretching her muscles as a person as well as a performer. One of the things, and she talks about this in her book, What Would Marianne Do, Jeff? One of the things... She performed in a musical for the first time when she was in her 40s. A lot of people would not do that, but Dawn did.
First of all, buy the book. It's a wonderful book, and I'm not just saying that because I helped to write it. The book was my idea originally, and a lot of fingerprints are on that book, and the final version that you can buy in stores, my fingerprints are on it. I cannot claim I co-wrote it, but I'm in there a lot helping the book be what it is. She never stood away from a challenge, and she loved musicals, and she wanted to stretch her muscles that way, especially when she was a little bit younger. Yes, of course I'll do that. Dawn didn't say no to a lot of things until she got to an age where there had to be some practicalities about what she could do physically or how far away from home she would travel or how long she could be away from home. But she didn't shrink away from challenges. She found challenges as a way to grow and learn something new and do something new. She never wanted to be boring. Even at the parties she threw, and Dawn was an exceptional party thrower. I went to 20 or 30 or 40 of them through the years. She didn't let her guests just sit around and mingle. She would challenge her guests. Hey, here's a concept. Let's go around the room and discuss this concept. I want to hear what you think about X. And the parties were wonderful because of them. Even if it was a poker party, she wouldn't just play cards. She'd play, let's discuss this concept. I found it amazing that someone who could have rested on her laurels, beautiful, talented, you know, a star, never intellectually rested. It stimulated me and it stimulated the people who were at her parties.
Jeffrey Marks is on the line with us, sharing a few memories of his dear friend Dawn Wells. Jeff knew Dawn for more than 25 years.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Do you have a favorite memory? I mean, this is, you know, 25 years. You know, you shared a lot of time. You created a lot of memories together. Is there a particular favorite memory of Dawn that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'll share two, because they're two sides of the same person. And they both have to do with parties. On New Year's Eve, many years ago, I wasn't feeling well. I had a tooth extracted. And I was sitting in Dawn's backyard. Come on, honey, we're going to get some sun on your face. We're going to heal you. And I'd made plans with someone to go out for a very expensive New Year's Eve. And Dawn asked questions. And she said, Jeffrey, this person is using you. Don't spend the money. Don't do this. It'd be better if you spent New Year's Eve alone than spend New Year's Eve being used. And we talked it out, and I did what she said. I actually ate the tickets. The money wasn't important, but I didn't allow myself to be used. I felt so good about that. It was something I couldn't see for myself, but as a friend, she could, and she stood up for me. That is a burning memory for me. The other is a birthday party she threw for me one year. Dawn had a lovely pool in her backyard, and she invited some friends to celebrate my birthday. We had an outdoor barbecue dinner, and it was Peter Marshall and his wife, Laurie, and Barbara Eden and her husband, and Dawn and her manager, and our publicist, Harlan Bowl, and his partner, and myself and my assistant. And we're having this barbecue in my honor. Now, Harlan is the publicist to the stars.
Yes, he is.
There's hardly a celebrity between Harlan and me that we don't know.
Yeah.
Here's legends, Barbara Eden and Dawn Wells and Peter Marshall. And the two of us are telling stories. And finally, I stopped us. I said, wait a minute. We're sitting here with the three of you. You're the stories who should be telling your stories. And Dawn said, no. No, we want to hear you. We want to hear what you have to say. And Harlan and I kind of looked at each other and shrugged and continued, because these icons weren't only self-interested. They were interested in others. And they let us shine that night. That's very rare. And both of us realized we are in the midst of people who are giants, not only because of their fame, but because of who they are as people.
You
spent time with Dawn, the people she spent time with were worth spending time with.
Jeffrey Mark is on the line with us. Jeffrey Mark knew Dawn Wells for more than 25 years. We'll take a quick time out, and Jeff will share a few more memories of the woman who played Marianne when we come back on TV Confidential.
We are the real Brady Bros. Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg, and who were you again?
I played Peter. we've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of The Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why The Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are The Real Brady Bros.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, "Alexa, play TV Confidential." Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by Uber. Enter the promo code TV Confidential, all one word, when you download the app at get.uber.com/go/TV Confidential, and you'll receive a free first ride up to $20.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.